Accurate.
Hi, is Patricia in?
This is she.
Hey, Patricia, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Looks like I got your online web registration. You wanted to get some information on our working capital programs.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yes.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Couple just basic questions to start things off. I just kind of want to make sure I have everything in line over here. Is the name of the business, is it Accurate Pumping and Contracting?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And what is the business structure over there? Are you guys incorporated?
Yeah, we're an S corporation.
Oh, an S corporation, okay. Filed at 1120 then. All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business since 2001. We got incorporated in 2009.
Oh, okay. Were you doing business with the same title for the business the entire time?
The same title.
Have you always been called Accurate Pumping and Contracting?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing we did was added the ink at the end.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. So yeah, we'll go that with that. We work with that 2001 as your start date then.
Okay.
Nice. And then how about as far as the ownership breakdown goes, what does that look like?
My husband owns 80% and I own 20.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then it looks like I have you guys at 1824 Highway 84?
Well, we still have an office there, but we're trying to sell it. We are actually now at 685 A LCR 862 Doney, Texas. We still have that office building in Mahia, Texas, but it's empty right now, and I'm trying to sell it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. I'll go ahead and make sure we update that information. Okay. So that pretty much does it for the basics. Just want to make sure, you know, everything's in order. As far as the working capital programs go, we do have a lot of different options, and it kind of depends on, you know, what you're looking to do, so what your specific need is. So why don't we start with you telling me kind of what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, right off the bat, I'm going to tell you this. I owe payroll taxes.
Okay.
So if that's a problem, I'm just going to say it right off the bat.
No, it's got to know it up front. It's something we can work with.
Yeah. And in 2008, we were booming. We had like 14 crews going, you know, crews going out everywhere. But oil field has kind of died down in this area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I don't really want to say we're one of the lucky ones because that's not the way I look at it. But XTO or Exxon, however you want to look at it, and Valence. XTO has two of our crews that we're basically guaranteed 40 hours a week.
Okay.
So that's kind of how, why. And then Valence has one of our crews. So I know those three crews are going to continue to go on.
Sure.
You know, because Exxon bought out XTO. So, you know, it's a pretty powerful company. And one of our crews has got an electrician on it, and so it's pretty much a sure thing we're going to have those three crews.
Yeah.
But, you know, downsizing, we've got bills that we need to pay, and you know, I got these payroll taxes I need to pay, so I'm just trying to get, you know, capital so that I can kind of get the past bills paid and maybe have one lump sum note versus... I don't know how to say it, you know.
Yeah.
Me and my husband's even talked about shutting it down because of trying to get the past bills paid and this payroll taxes paid. But the thing is, we make good money off these crews, and it's a better living than what we could make going anywhere else and working for somebody.
Sure, sure.
So what I've done is I've kind of cut down my office personnel, my supervisors. You know, I had four supervisors. Now I've got two. You know,
uh-huh.
I had five girls in the office. Now I have three. So, you know, I'm kind of cutting down on the payroll and just trying to downsize a little bit. But we got so far behind on the bills, it's kind of hard to keep up with the past stuff and keep going with the current stuff, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. So sounds like what we're looking for is we want to get some capital in place to be able to, I guess, kind of, you know, clean those up, get the past bills off, get the payroll taxes off, and get you in a position where you at least have these three crews that are, you know, at least dependable, that they're going to be there. So you got a little catch up to go, and then get you on some solid ground where you can just operate a little smaller size with those three crews, but yeah, not be tied by these the payroll taxes and the bills that you got, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand that. All right. So let's work to try to accomplish that. Now the payroll taxes, is it recently put on there for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was out of the office for a while, and my husband was trying to do it on his own. And one of the girls that was here just quit paying the payroll taxes. I mean, basically, we owe $280,000 in payroll taxes.
Okay.
So now what we do is we factor through TCI. They hold 10%, and they cut loose that. They actually end up keeping about 3%, but that means that we get paid every week, okay? We overnight our invoices to them. They wire us money. It usually hits by Wednesday, so we have payroll money.
Yes.
And so that we can pay bills. Now IRS has a lien at this point. Now I'm working with them trying to get in a support. They've already issued me an installment agreement, okay?
Oh, okay, perfect. That was my next question.
Yeah, they've issued me an installment agreement, but for TCI, they're wanting a subordination, okay?
Okay.
So now I've got my CPA and the IRS guy that I've been talking to working on that, but what it's done now is I don't get this funding every week from TCI until I get this subordination from IRS.
So you got to get that in place before... Otherwise, is it completely stopped?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is going on my third week, and it's about to choke me. I've just about used all excess funds to make payroll and keep surviving. Now, it took them 2 weeks to get the installment agreement, which we do have the installment agreement. You know, it's an okay thing. I can live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they want a subordination. Well, that's fine. I can try to get a subordination, but you know, if you know anything about the IRS, they're pretty slow. It's
it, absolutely
going to jump
that's
up and
one of the few things I do know about them.
I mean, you know, he told me it'd take a week to do it. I sent him everything he needed, and you know, it took 2 weeks to get the installment agreement. And I've been making voluntary payments for the old stuff since, I guess, the last of July.
Okay.
Without an installment agreement, you know,
yeah,
to try to keep anything from happening. But then again, we're dealing with the IRS, so
I
thought that would have worked.
yeah. It's a funny game they play. And it's always on their terms, too, so you're kind of, you know, beheld to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's where I'm at. So I've told you my life story just near about.
No, absolutely. I got a pretty good handle on it. So, you know, moving forward, let's try to find a solution for it here. Did you have an idea of how much you were looking for right now to at least, you know, try to come up with a solution here? Did you have a ballpark figure?
Well, I don't know if you know anything about this, but talking with the IRS, there's like so much that they could throw into a trust fund. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
And then so much that they're willing to let us pay out.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking, and I hate to say this, but, you know, I'm thinking if I could get, say, $65,000, that's my rough figure is $65,000.
Okay.
Then that helps me make payroll. It makes me pay. It doesn't make me. It allows me to pay something to the IRS to get the subordination going quicker.
Yes.
And it lets me pay, like, my fuel bill, and it lets me pay get some stuff up. I mean...
Absolutely.
I don't know, you know, if that's a doable thing. I'll tell you this much. Hold on. Let me... Don't lie. Hold on.
Sure.
mean, so far this year, I mean, in my opinion, I feel like we're, so far, from January 1st till October 14th,
mm-hmm.
and I'd have to add these two together, but my sales have been $1,038,991 for ink, and both of them are combined, but I separate my Roustabout Cruise and my Painting Cruise, because my Painting Cruise is not doing a whole bunch of them. I don't know whether to keep them or not. And it's $106,372 for painting. So basically, you know, $1.1 million in 10 months.
Uh-huh.
That's $110,000 a month. You know, we're not talking great big money, but it's pretty good money. I mean,
yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, just to give you some initial feedback on that, right, to give you an idea of what we're working with, if it's even something that's feasible, right, is the programs that I would have for you on our working capital side that would be available in your situation. You know, like you have a tax lien on the business right now. So there are some limitations that are there. But the programs that I would work to get you approved for, they're going to be primarily based on the sales of the business. So not so much based on the personal credit or the fact that there's any other debts that the business has. It's going to be all based on the sales. So with that, working with that, if you guys are at about 1.1 million to date, right, you're going to be tracking for, you know, upwards of that for the year. Typically, what we're able to do is about 10% of that top line margin or that top line revenue for the entire year is what we're usually able to, you know, free up as unsecured cash. So in your guys' case, you'd be looking at probably around 100,000, maybe a little upwards of what I would be shooting for available to you. Now, so at least we're at a point where I think, you know, we have options that are going to match up with what we think would be a solution for you. So I understand, you know, 65,000, right? That's going to let you make payroll, let you stay moving with the crews that you have. But I think most importantly, it's going to let you make those payments to the IRS to get that subordination in place so you can get your factoring going back. Right.
Right? Once I get the factoring going back, you know, then I can start making payments out of it. Because right now they're holding probably $60,000.
Oh, wow. That you need to get that in place so you can access your cash right there, right?
Yeah. See, it was like $27,000. This is the 14th. So it was 27,000 and 30,000. It was 27,000 the first time they held it, and it's 30,000 this yesterday. Or actually, we usually get it on Wednesday, so I'm gonna say on Wednesday.
Uh huh.
And
yeah.
You know, they're gonna hold another.
Next week it's gonna add, right?
27,000 to 30,000 on this next Tuesday, and
sure.
I've depleted my funds. I can't make payroll without it.
So you're running out of air.
I'm to the point of if I can't get something done, me and my husband's talked. You know,
yeah.
I can't keep. And here's the thing: I can't even make my payroll taxes on the payroll I'm digging out of every bank account I can find.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be late if I don't do that EFTP deposit. So they're going to add another penalty to me.
Sure. Yeah.
So they kind of got me crippled right now.
No, I feel you. I do. Okay. All right. Okay. So, sorry, I'm looking at all the numbers that we just ran here. Okay. So basically, I think my best path forward to try to get something that's going to make sense for this situation is I want to get you approved for just that program that I was talking about, where it's based completely on your sales. Because the tax lien is such an issue, but it's also going to allow us to get enough to at least get you back kind of on solid ground where you're going to be able to catch up. It's not going to be able to be a full, you know, solve everything in one fell swoop with a bunch of cash. It'll be just enough to get you back, let you get your income flowing in where you'll be able to chip away at those past debts, but you're going to be fine for now moving forward.
Okay.
Now, to do that, okay. I'm going to ask you a few more questions here just to give me a clear idea just so I know how likely it is that we're going to be able to get this through. So now the sales that you have to date, right, you're tracking at about 1.1 million so far in the year. How does that compare to what you did last year? Is it significantly down? Is it about the same? Is it any higher?
Well, I can tell you my total sales for last year was $2.5 million.
Okay.
I basically just, when a week ago, I sent all my income tax stuff in.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's part of the picture. Okay. All right. And then how about this? It's now the program, it's based completely on your sales, but we do have to take a look at the personal credit for both owners. So as far as the personal credit goes for you and your husband, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
It was really good. I don't know what it is now. I mean,
okay.
Basically, I don't know what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Obviously, you guys are going through some difficult times, so it's going it's going to factor in there. Okay. All right. Okay. So, and then another question for you is, have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes, you know, sometimes they can help, sometimes it can be the other way, but we're working with this fresh. I'll try to keep everything as simple for you and be as transparent as possible, you know?
Okay.
So with that, I can give you a little more feedback here, right?
Okay.
So I think based on your sales alone, we're working with an initial amount that I should be able to get you normally on a just completely neutral file with your sales. I can do anywhere from 110 to probably 150,000.
Okay.
Now with your file, there are going to be a few limitations. We have the tax lien. We have a slight decrease from the year before. And to be honest, the industry that you're working in is a highly restricted industry when it comes to lending, just because tied so close to oil, you know, there's the roller coaster ride that goes along with that.
Yeah.
But I do have programs that I'm able to help you. I've worked the past 2 months with a couple drilling companies that faced the same restrictions. They were in a similar situation where their sales this year were just so far down from last year. Created some problems, but we were able to at least piece together, like to compare to what you're working with right now. Like if you were asking for 65, these guys were asking for about 100. I was able to get them 70 because that was all we were able to do with the restrictions. But I got them 70 that got them kind of caught up for about 3 months. And then we're going to go back and get them more because it's renewable. So I guess what I'm saying is I want to, you know, be upfront with you. It's not going to be a, you know, one swoop, solve everything. We might have to look at this as a process. First, let's catch you up with the immediate needs, which I understand is getting that subordination in place so you can receive your factoring funds. We also want to have enough cash to keep the business with your three crews going.
Right.
So with that understanding, is that about what $65,000 does? Can any would anything less than that help, or is that the bottom line that we're working with?
No, that's about the bottom line.
Okay, fair enough. That's good to work with. Okay. Okay. So now I know exactly what I'm shooting for on my end. Now we just have to get you there. Now, to get you there, I do need a few things from you guys.
Okay.
I'll keep it pretty simple. Basically, let me see. I'm looking at my screen here. So the email address that I have from you guys, I think it's sissy.accuratepnc@gmail.com. Is that the best email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll send all this to you in an email, but I'm going to run through it real quick with you right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you an application to fill out, and I'll need both you and your husband to sign it.
Okay.
Then I will need the most recent 6 months of your business bank statements. And the reason for that is it's based primarily on the cash flow of this program. So we're going to look at the past 6 months.
Okay.
That's going to determine how much I'm going to be able to get for you.
Okay.
Then also I will need the most recent business tax return that you have.
Okay.
So did you guys finish 2015 yet?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That'll keep it easy. Okay. Now, those three things are the three most important for me right now. The application, the bank statements, and the tax return. On top of that, though, we will need, once we move forward, we are going to need it. So I'll just come out front and let you know. The paperwork that shows your installment plan for the tax lien.
Okay.
So one of the requirements to be able to get you approved while you have the tax lien is to show that you have a payment plan in place.
Okay.
If the payment plan is in place, then we're going to have options. So let's just get that right up front. Is that something that you can get pretty easily? Do you have it on hand?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that will, those four things will be all I need to at least get an initial answer.
Okay.
So I'll put together an email for you right now. I'll have that list in there. I'll attach the application. And then you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have questions, anything like that, you can call me, you can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and send that email out to you right now. Do you have, I guess, you know, one more question for you. Is there a specific, I guess I already understand the answer. Are we working with a specific timeline of when you need the funds in place?
Well, I have payroll next Thursday.
Exactly that. Okay. Yeah. Because the longer we wait, there's less and less air for you guys. I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in California right now, so it's about 1:20 my time.
Okay.
Do you think you'd be able to get that stuff back to me by the end of the day today?
I'm going to work real hard on it. It's
okay.
2:58 here. So.
Okay. I will be here for, let's see, about, I'm leaving shortly after 4 p.m. my time today.
Okay.
So, you know, if you can get that stuff to me today, I can go ahead and process. I'll stay and process it all so I can shoot to have an answer for you by Monday.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to do this as fast as possible because I understand, you know, payroll next week is it's a big deal in this case. So if I'm able to get you an answer by Monday, we can go over those options, find something that makes sense for you guys. And if it all, let's say it all falls in place, I should be able to have you funded by Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
Not right now. I don't even want to hope for it until on something I don't know that I'm going to be able to do.
Okay. Well, happy to answer anything, but we'll take it one step at a time.
If it's approved, then I'll probably have 5,000 questions.
Absolutely. We'll tackle them then. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, Patricia.
Bye-bye.